I'm dead.
Good evening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Beep, boop.
Boop, beep.
Is the name of our show. We have some very special guests with us tonight. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves? You guys have to share microphones, but I believe in you.
All right. I'm Tristan. I'm from New Jersey, Emma's home state. Hey, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
I'm Stephanie, also from New Jersey.
I'm Dan, and I'm definitely not from New Jersey.
You guys could have given like a little bit more of a fun fact than that.
I have no fun facts.
You don't have any fun facts?
I am a national rated fencer, so I apply fences around houses, paint them.
He means like the sword thing.
Yeah. Dan, what about you?
I don't know, I'm a little overwhelmed, I'm not gonna lie. This is a very cool experience.
This is fun.
Never thought I would get to do this in my life, so.
I am beyond jealous of the setup you guys have here. It is, oh my god, it's just such a cool space and everyone's so chill and it's great.
It's funny because like I don't know about you, Spence, but like I definitely felt like that when I came, but like I knew I was gonna do college radio. I feel like anywhere I kind of ended up because I knew that like that's what I wanted to do. So not that I like take that for granted necessarily, you know. I think there was like a very, it's still magical, but
I don't know, I think
in a different way.
Yeah, too, we've also just like been doing this for a while and we've like been here,
so sure,
it's easy to like forget how cool it is.
Agreed.
Pretty cool.
But I mean, like, even now I'm looking up at the ceiling and there's like graphic art of dinosaurs and comics and bands you guys have liked and people have carved their names into things, and it's just, I don't know, you know, it's got its own kind of energy to it. It's really alive, like it feels like it's been lived
it's
in
so much. I feel like you could spend a whole lifetime and not see all of it. It's such a small space.
Absolutely. I mean, I still like notice things. I feel like every time, I mean, I'm here a lot, but you know, I feel like there's still things that you're like, oh, I didn't notice that before. So it's neat. It's a fun place to like leave your mark on, I think.
Yeah. Oh man, there's a, in your office, there's the Polaroid with your old office manager, and he like took a picture of himself, and I'm like, oh, what a send off. It's just a little.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously this station is special because like the people that care about it so much, you know.
When was WMFO founded?
I'm gonna defer to Spencer on that one.
1827 by Earl WMFO.
The history. How interesting. I love it.
No, it's great.
Been around for a while though.
Mm-hmm. Burnt down a couple times.
Yep, that's true. We also got in trouble at one point because people tried to extend our signal line by running a signal along the train tracks into Boston. We got in trouble for that. That was in the 80s, I think.
I feel bad because I'm an electrical engineer and I don't even know how you would do that, extend a signal line.
Yeah, there's a lot of wires and stuff going on in here. Like, you see this pole?
Mm-hmm.
There's wires in it.
I can hear you.
Oh my gosh. Well, would you guys like to listen to some more music?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Spencer, do you have a song for us?
Yes.
Can we hear it?
Sure.
Please. Please.
One, two, three. Admit it, girl, that I'm
can dig them. And the ops says, soak them, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. I say, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them, fuck them now, baby, you're casting your spell on me. You got me doing funny things like a clown. Just look at me.
Summer feeling, summer feeling. down on it when the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. And they've got time for you. When you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you. When you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside. One more time. One more thing. When you're hanging around the park with the water fountain, and there's the little girl with the dirty ankles, cause she's on the swings and all the dust is kicking up, and you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you for all this time. How come? Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time.
All right, that was a little Jonathan Richman for you all, as I like to call him, the pride and joy of Massachusetts and New England. That was that summer feeling. Before that, we listened to a Spencer song. Do I have to say it?
Yes.
It's silly. Is it Oogum Boogum?
Yeah.
The Oogum Boogum song by Bretton Wood. And the first song we listened to was Fine Art by Moon Human. Shout out to Carter Prince and his band. So I have some questions for our lovely guests today. Well, first, I wanted to ask Spencer. He went to a barbecue today, and I wanted to hear about the food. So I was going to ask him what his the best food he ate there was.
I tried to sample everything.
Was this like a traditional barbecue, like corn on the cob, burgers, watermelon?
No, it was more. It was like, well, traditional barbecue in the sense that it was like
Like pulled real pork, like not you're grilling in your backyard. This is like real, like southern barbecue kind of stuff going on.
I don't know. They cater to local business, but it was good barbecue. Yeah, no one was grilling, but they had some pulled pork, which was delicious. Some mac and cheese, which paired nicely with the pulled pork. Some salad. I had ranch on the salad. And
it's my favorite dressing.
That's cool. I definitely ate, cornbread.
Oh, cornbread.
Gotta love the cornbread.
Cornbread's good.
Cornbread. I can't pick a favorite. It was free, so that was pretty cool.
Happy to hear
cornbread. Cornbread. The cornbread was the best.
I was just thinking, listening to Jonathan Richman's very summery song. Do you guys have like an activity or a place or like, I don't know, something that you do that you like can't have summer without that thing? You know what I mean? Like you have to have that thing for it to kind of feel like summer.
Good question.
I know mine. I would say watermelon because my mom and I are addicted to watermelon. And oh so God. We'll buy one and then we'll cut it open, each eat a quarter, and then eat the second half the next day.
I have seen you eat watermelon so fast. And it is so often during summer. There was one week we went to your beach house and you bought 4 watermelons over the, I think it was 3 days we were there. And you ate almost all of it by yourself.
It's very good. And it's good for you. I learned it balances your pH. So fun health fact for all you out there.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Gotta say mine is also food. I love
just
froyo.
Food. Oh,
like chocolate mm. froyo with like a pomegranate or raspberry froyo covered in gummy bears.
You know what I always find about the gummy bears? They got all frozen solid. When they turn into rocks, I break my teeth.
No, but it's kind of fun then because
like,
you
suck on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Summer. Oh God. Sleeping on your couch? Does that count?
Sure.
I don't know. You know what it is for me? It's when you get that nice weekend in summer and like the temperature gets to that great like 75 with a cool breeze kind of thing. And
perfect.
It's either picnic or ultimate frisbee, but for our group, it's, you know, one and the same. Because you can't have one without the other.
Nope.
But, yeah, I don't know. Just anything outside when it gets to that nice temperature and you're like, I'm in the mood for good friends and nature. And then you can hide inside for the other 3 seasons.
Very nice. Spencer?
I agree with Tristan. I'm going to narrow it down and say yard work. I'm a big fan of yard work in the summer. You know, could be pulling some weeds, could be planting some plants, but outside nature's pretty neat.
Have to agree with that. Love gardening.
Gardening is good. Mulching. Is that a verb?
Yeah.
It can be.
Great.
True.
What about you?
I was originally going to say like my family usually goes to Newport every year and like it's just so fun. It's just so nice to like not be home and be at the beach and just so relaxing, but I also just really like taking naps outside in the summer.
Getting some
like under a tent. But just like curling up on the like little couch outside under the tent and just passing out and waking up and being like, I don't know what time it is. There were people outside when I fell asleep. Now I'm the only one outside.
Oh, man. You know, it's so weird just because I think, like, you know, summer was your free time as a kid, you know? There was after school, but that was homework, and there was the weekend, but, you know, we...
It's too short.
Yeah, exactly. So summer's that time when, like, everyone has really distinct memories from their childhood, but they're almost always good, which is great. You know, some people love the summer camps, some people love the gardening and the yard work and the barbecues and
all the food.
Yeah, some people love the beach. I was never a beach kid.
I love the beach. I would go to the beach every year for 2 weeks and that was my favorite time of summer.
I like the beach towns, not the beach or the ocean.
You like the towns?
Yeah, like the boardwalks and like the cute ice cream shops and lighthouses.
That's fair.
Saltwater taffy.
Oh,
Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Well, see, that's the thing too, like in my family it was always like a beach trip was like a thing. It was like going to an amusement park or something else of similar size. But it was never just like let's go to the beach, even though we live in New Jersey and it's like 4 steps out of my house. So like when I got to be friends with, you know, especially you, Dan, you were like, let's go to the beach. I'm like, it's noon. We should have left 6 hours ago if we were going to the beach.
Does everyone have their towels?
So just different strokes for different folks.
Head nods. Well, anybody have a song they would like to listen to?
Something beach bummy.
Spencer, do you have any
Here She Comes
suggestions?
By the Beach Boys.
Wow.
Yes.
I think we can do that.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
I was listening to it earlier today. So I was like, it's beach. That's beach theme. Say it, Spencer. Say it. It's relevant. It's relevant.
We have a winner.
just friends. You're messing with my head. And I know what I said, but these feelings, they keep running the red. I got your heart on my mind, and you said that I could come by anytime. But I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall in love tonight. I got your face on my mind, and it was fun running around for a while. But I can't fall in love tonight. Just friends, you're messing with my head. And I know what I said, but these feelings, they keep running the red. I got your heart on my mind, and you said that I could come by anytime. But I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall in love tonight. I got your face on my mind, and it was fun running around for a while. But I can't fall in love tonight. I can't fall in love tonight.
Sense can start again.
We're back. We're back. Spencer.
Yes.
Is looking at me weird.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
We listened to more songs. Stephanie, what was your song?
It was 214 by the band Camino.
Indeed. And then we just listened to... Word People. How would you spell a word? How would you spell? How would you pronounce a word that is spelled L-A-N-N-O-Y? Lanoy?
Possibly.
Lanoy?
I don't know. The two N's is kind of tripping me up.
Maybe it's Lanois.
Lanois.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Spencer?
I think the L is silent. I think it's annoy.
All right, I'm going to go with Lanoy.
It's probably
Lanoy.
Sounds right.
Origin of the word.
Could you use an
assignment? I would be the worst in a spelling bee. I wouldn't make it past the first round. There would be kindergartners that would do better than me.
Spell.
Don't.
C.
Why?
D.
I'd probably start with K.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that was Lanoy Point by Ride, a new song. We're going to play a game. It's called Overrated Underrated. I give you a topic, and then you have to tell me if you think it's overrated or underrated and why. Keeping with our summer... Spencer, you do yours first.
Okay, so these... I feel like these... you know the pens that, like, you... The really kind of crappy multicolor pens that you get for, like, exchanging tickets at, like, a Dave and Buster's or something, and you spent, like, $30 on, like... you know, all of your coins and you got like 10 tickets and those 10 tickets, the only thing you could buy is that thing. Is that thing overrated or underrated?
Well, you see, I want to say underrated because you made such a good case for it, but like, I can write my name in four colors.
At the same time.
Like, I can sign like my taxes with it. I can grade papers with it. And then I can write in blue pen because I'm a rogue, you know? Like,
you're just crazy.
No, definitely under or overrated.
I just wish you could write with all four colors at the same time. I always would try and push them all down, but like,
oh, I did that
work.
All the time. I'd break it.
Jammed.
All the time. I want a color with all the... a color with all the colors at the same time.
Emma?
I also think that they're overrated, but I know someone that like exclusively takes their school notes in one of those with one of those.
Dedication.
So like they like color code, you know, you see them like clicking through the different colors for the different. Yeah. So I don't know if that makes me like respect it more or hate it more. Probably the latter, but yeah, those are my thoughts.
Cool.
I was keeping with the summer theme a little bit. Slip and slides. Are they super fun and a treat when you see them or a danger?
They just
every
like
mother's worst fear.
I don't like them at all.
No?
They just seem like a puddle of germs.
That's not what I was thinking, but I can see that. I'm just thinking they're just always an accident waiting to happen. And
that
every
too.
Time you do it, you think, oh, I'm going to slide down without any problem. But then you end up hitting some dry spot and you just scrape like the skin off a part of you. I just, every time I've done them, it's been a mess. Or you land and you just whack into a big pile of hay and you're just covered in hay.
Where are you?
I don't know. That's, why is that? Look at the slides I've been on. They had hay at the end in order to stop the water in you. And then
like,
you just, they try and cover it with a tarp, but the tarp always ends up gone within two people. So you just pile into hay and you're covered in hay and water, and it's just a horrible feeling. I mean, imagine laying in grass when you're sweaty times 10. Like, oh.
So,
way
you're going
overrated.
Underrated.
I actually love it. Overrated.
Oh, no. I'm going with underrated on this
really?
One. Not just to be a contrarian, but you know, that adds
it
to it.
No, that's just you.
No. Like, okay, we never had a slip and slide as a kid, or like a pool or anything like that. So it was always like, oh man, there's a slip and slide. You know, it's like a childish thing.
That's what sprinklers are for. That,
no, sprinklers are definitely overrated. No,
I
but
love
like,
sprinklers.
But like, you know, you can pretend you're surfing, but you're not actually surfing.
And then you fall on your face?
No, but falling is half the fun, or else they wouldn't make it able to be slid on your belly. Like a, you know what, too? I love otters. So, like, an Fair. Otter's
you
used the
world
otter. As a slip and slide.
That's as close as you'll ever get to being an otter.
Don't you say that. I'll figure it out.
They're illegal to own. I looked into this.
Illegal?
It's. I wanted one as a pet.
I want otter cuddles.
I also want
it. They're so cute. They
just very kind of, like, crack their little, like, clams on their or
they have a special rock passed down through generations of otters.
Do you want me to list off all the otter facts I know? Because that, could take about 25 minutes to kill you. No. They use their bellies as tables to break open clams. Most
I do
people
that too.
Know that.
Yes.
Just as a table.
They're called pups in their young, and it's called a pack when they're all together. A pack has been known to fight off alligators. One otter can't defeat an alligator, but a bunch of them can. How's that for teamwork, everybody?
I'm going to use that as an analogy for teamwork all the time now. Don't
the
be
rock
one otter.
Thing is the rock thing is completely right. Their feet are made in such a way that when they turn in the water, it gives them a little extra speed, like a jet turbine. They blow air into their fur so they
Why
can stay buoyant
this?
Because I love otters.
She spends hours at night looking up random facts on the internet.
They marry for life. And when they marry for life, they hold hands and float. And if their pup can't swim yet, they put the pup on their belly and then float with it. How cute is that? And they have been known to change ecosystems just enough around really heavy rivers, and they move big rocks together, that they actually have been able to make currents that form into giant whirlpools. And there's like a native word for it, but I don't know it. Because
I just don't know that much.
You need
to learn more.
And this has been a public service announcement from Tristan Decker. I like otters a lot. They're cute.
Overrated or underrated?
Oh, so underrated. So, they're adorable.
Yeah.
I agree. I love them, and I still think they're underrated.
like a hidden gem of nature.
Agreed.
Spencer, more that I know that wrong.
What are your thoughts on slip and slides?
I don't know. I think the execution and the environment are essential.
This is true.
It's the two E's of water slide. I don't know. I think Dan made a very, very personal, like, convincing argument that hey just sounded miserable. I don't know. I feel like water slides are so, like, archetypal, you know, they're like, I really want them to be cool and, like, everything that, you know, everyone wants them to be. But I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I feel like you do end up getting hurt.
Sometimes it's worth it, though.
I would say
sometimes you get a good ride. Just saying.
It's worth that burn.
I'd say mildly overrated.
Okay.
But I'm very pro-sprinkler.
Oh, yes.
I agree.
Ooh.
Well, those have been our thoughts on slip and slide and colorful pens and otters. Stay tuned next week to see what we come up with next. We have another song. This is a Tristan request.
Why? laughter. It's changing every day. Changing the seasons and not for good reason to want to get away. Quiet and fancy, my thoughts are prehensive.
That was a quick song. That was Fly By Night by... I typed in the wrong thing. It's by Rush. Dan has a special treat for us. What do you have for us, Dan?
I have a fun PSA.
Wow.
So, this PSA I have chosen is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much for that, Dan. It's
very enlightening.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm trying to help you all not be spied on.
Thank you.
You. No, there's no hiding in the studio. There is no hiding in the studio.
You can't see me.
There's no hiding in the studio.
Where'd Spencer go?
There's no...
Oh, the shoes are coming off.
More shoes for Spencer.
The shoes are coming off.
Yo, nice kicks, bro.
I like the socks better.
They can't see you. And there they go.
Goodbye, shoe.
My socks are so smelly. Why did you do that?
Yeah, they're sweaty. I felt it.
I felt the stench.
It was an experience.
I have regrets. Our time here is coming to an end shortly. No.
No Phoenix.
So many people are looking at me and giving me...
Lead us, Emma.
Does this make you uncomfortable?
We don't work here.
I am uncomfortable. This is too
We're
much.
We're your guests.
That's true.
She's doing a great job.
Spencer's not my guest, though.
Spencer, I don't know what he's doing. Socks.
He's not playing with his socks. He is sorting...
Don't mind Spencer, the four-year-old over here.
Spencer, would you like to play a song? Do you feel... unbalanced because you are only wearing one shoe?
I can't. Well, yeah, I feel like I'm constantly in the state of like being like 5'6 1/4 and being 5'6 3/4.
Oh, that's a that's difference. A tough spot. It's a tough spot to
be. It's like he's got a club foot.
Or a peg leg.
Or a peg leg, like a pirate.
It's a pirate.
Oh,
Stephanie, you should be the parrot.
I'm not going to be a parrot.
Because you're colorful.
How colorful?
And
I think
you're
that was
like
a compliment.
A rainbow pen.
Was it?
Bird-like.
Colorful.
All right. We might have another song or two. I don't know. Spencer, do you think we'll have
one?
Yeah,
I think so.
Two,
I don't think
two,
we should end on
one,
this.
One, two,
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 two, one,
wow.
One, two.
Mine.
Here's another song.
That was the morning after. You were Jesus Christ, my Lord. I was the money lender. sensitive woman. I was the very Reverend Freud. You were the man you will orgasm. I was the dirty little boy. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. Is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. You are Marlon Brando. I was Steve McQueen. You were KY Jelly. I was Vaseline. You were the father of modern medicine. Yeah, I was Mr. Clean. You were the whore and the beast of Babylon. I was Rin Tin Tin. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. You got old and wrinkled. I stayed 17. You lusted after so many. I lay here with one. You defied your solitude. I came through alone. You said you could never love me. I undid your gown. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. I mean, this is what you wanted. To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. That's right, this is what you wanted. To live in a house.
All right, we're going to sign off here. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Beep, boop.
Boop, beep.
Thanks for listening. Thanks to our lovely guests.
Thank you for
coming on our show.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This was a first time. Yeah, I don't know. It's very exciting.
It's weird to see you in your element.
Well, I'm glad you guys got to come.
Well, let's go eat some cannolis.
Yeah,
we have cannolis.
Spence.
I hope everyone enjoys their Wednesdays.
Wednesdays are good.
Hump day.
Hump day. All right. Good night. Another masquerade ball. You trapped in the vault.